Although cloudbursts are classified as one of the biggest climate threats, not all municipalities in Sweden meet the legal requirements for preparedness for such heavy rainfall. That's according to a survey conducted by Swedish Radio News. Of the 251 municipalities that responded to the survey, around 50 said they don't have a water services plan. All municipalities have been required for the past 2 years to have a plan like that, in which they map where flooding would occur during a cloudburst and what they should do to prevent it. Prices for tenant-owned apartments in Sweden fell in July, while detached house prices rose. That's according to new figures from Svensk Mäklarstatistik, which compiles Swedish real estate sales data. Nationwide, prices for tenant-owned apartments fell by 1.5%. In Greater Stockholm, the decline was 2.5%. Prices for detached houses in Sweden rose by 0.9%. Earlier this week, Sweden's state-owned bank, SBAB, said that apartment prices had fallen by just over 7% in Greater Stockholm. According to Svensk Mäklarstatistik, the difference is due to different methods. SBAB bases its figures on advertised properties, while Svensk Mäklarstatistik also includes sales that were never publicly listed. Örnsköldsvik, a town in northern Sweden, has been hit by another major water leak, the second in a week. On Thursday evening, water levels fell in the reservoirs that supply the town centre and surrounding areas. Residents were urged to use water very sparingly, and the shortage was described as acute. After a major water leak last week, the municipal water company Miva had already warned that more leaks could occur on the main water pipeline. And yet another water story today. Sweden's National Weather Agency, SMHI, has issued a yellow warning for prolonged and heavy rain in parts of Norrbotten in northern Sweden today and tomorrow. As much as 100 millimetres of rain could fall over the next 24 hours, and that could create a risk of flooding in the area. And those were Friday's headlines. For more news stories from Sweden, check out our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio, and don't miss our longer weekly podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly. That's out now too. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great weekend.